It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence saying maximum respect for all you do to support and HawaiiPublicRadio.org where you can do it. Offering gratitude with interview highlights like this one, couple of cats from the family, so to speak, recorded back in 2019.
Aston family man Barrett is a very famous bass player who was part of the original Wailers. And I happen to be blessed to have, I believe, sitting next to me here. Say again?
Son and nephew.
Son and nephew. Okay. So I have Aston Barrett Jr. on the drums, son of family man.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Great to have you here. I'm very good. And yourself?
Yeah, man. Doing great.
And then a return guest that we had, I think it was 3 years ago, is Joshua David Barrett joined us, and you said nephew of family man.
Yes, one blood, one love, one God, one name, one destiny. Ja Rastafari, bless him.
Thinking about this incredible organization that you guys have, you are blessed to have a dad who I think played here in 1979. I don't know if there were shows before that one at the Waikiki Shell, but did he ever tell you about coming here back in the day with Bob?
Yeah, he tell me a lot of stories. I mean, here, I don't know if he was specific, but I do a couple times in this conversation, he will talk to us about Hawaii, that tour, 79 Survival, also New Zealand, and, you know, when they went out into different places, you know?
Yeah, it was a whole Pacific Rim thing, exactly. And it was like on their way back from there or on the way there, something like that. Anything at all that you can remember him mentioning? I know it's just one vague thing of a lot of stories from your dad.
But he told me that when he came in, they were greeted by the, you know, the Hawaiian people. And if you see one, there's a picture somewhere online where you see Bob have the
a lay on.
Yeah. He has one of those on. Yeah. So they said the whole band received that, and they, you know, they were really excited, and they really felt welcomed, you know. So Hawaii is always a place that everyone in Jamaica always look highly of and dream to come, because once you come, the first thing everybody says, aloha. Right. You know, and you just feel that welcome. So even when we're walking on the streets and see the nature, it's like you can feel the earth, and, you know, see the people out there connected with the earth too. So, you know.
Well, connected is a great word, because it's also an island place. So a lot of island cultures have that connectivity, is also sort of what you're alluding to. And I remember last time that you were here, Josh, when we were talking about the whole way that Hawaii has one of the biggest reggae cultures of just about any place outside of Jamaica, huh?
Yeah, well, Bob Marley and the Wailers carry the message, and, you know, they plant the seed, and we are the fruit of that, all of we, you know. Mission continues.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, man, Bob Marley and the Wailers, they, even for me, I'm a fan, you know, of what they did. And, you know, to see reggae music here, because even on the radio, every time I switch different channels, it's reggae. I'm like, yo. You know, and the love of it, you know, they create their own style here too, so, you know.
Yeah, Jawaian.
Yeah.
With the Wailers, Aston Barrett Jr. and Joshua David Barrett saying mahalo from HBR for all you do for us with maximum respect. I'm Dave Lawrence.